wonder how many of you are aware of that, that your cell phone IDs you. It tells you where, it tells the company, if necessary, where you are. And that occurs whether or not you're actually making a phone call. It's always staying in a sort of a ping-type configuration with the cell site. So it does indeed identify where you are. And if it were combined with GPS, which in some cases it may already be or is on the way, then they know exactly where you are. Now, is that a problem? Well, no, not really. Not if you're not doing anything wrong. But there is this privacy issue business. And so the further we go with this, the more of a problem we're going to have with it. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You know, on the one hand, it's always easy to say, well, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care. But on the other, yes, Americans are, I don't know, we've been rebellious ever since you people over there have known us.
That's where you came from in the first place, right?
That's right. That's right. So we do protect our privacy, and yet we live in a day and age where it may be necessary, really, to violate it, or our concept of it, to remain safe. It's a constant tug of war and battle. So are you in on the design of these things, and can you tell us where it's going from here?
Well, let me turn the coin over again. There are people who in the UK are paying for the information of where their children are from their mobile phone. You have to imagine a population in the UK that is only 60 million people on a piece of land that is smaller than Texas, where 90 million mobile phones have been sold, and 45 million mobile phones are operational every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have most children above the age of 5 have got a mobile phone, and now we have the parents of teenagers in particular are now looking to track their children actively so that they know that they've gone on the same route every day to school, they've not deviated from the route, they are in school, or in the evening they have gone to their friends and what have you. This is a function of the, if you like, the occasional abduction or crime against a young person. And it gets heightened by society and people get anxious, and now you have a service being offered where you can pay to have your loved ones tracked. So there's another extreme view, if you like, where people have the choice. And I think, in my mind, it is about choice.
Oh, well, it doesn't seem extreme to me. If you can know where your children are, then you have some peace of mind. I mean, that's...
Your teenage son and daughter might not like that idea.
Well, that's a very good point. But, you know, the heck with them. They're not 21 yet. I think the parents' right to know trumps the teenage raging hormonal situation.
Perhaps, and then perhaps the need for a government to protect its citizen trumps the individual's worry about, shall we say, trivial privacy matters.
Well, I'm not sure the trumping is as easy for those of age, those who have full constitutional rights.
There is another element to this in the UK, and that is... shall we say, middle-aged sons and daughters who are worried about their older parents who may go out and get lost or be ill or have an accident, who can now be located,
mm-hmm.
who can be found, who can be monitored, so that you know that they're not in some kind of trouble. So we now have houses being equipped with monitoring devices that says every morning between 7 and 7.30, this old lady who lives on her own opens the refrigerator door, she switches on the kettle, and she switches on the TV or the radio. So if she departs from that routine significantly, someone gives a call or pops around to see her to make sure that she's alive and well.
Again, it seems innocent enough and very well might save lives.
Correct.
So... It sounds good. The downside to it being...
I think individual worries. It depends on your psyche whether you actually worry about this kind of thing or not. My personal view is I am very happy for my children and for my wife to be on camera when they go into town at night so that I know that they are under observation and that they are well and not at any kind of risk.
Well, let me ask this. You said that in Great Britain, or certainly in... Where are you in Great Britain? Are you in London?
Oh, well, right now I'm at a delightful place called Colleton, which is in Devon. If you think of the UK, you'd have to go south to the coast from London and then head out west from London, that is towards the United States, by about 150 miles. It's on the leg that's starting to head out towards Land's End, so it's a bright, beautiful day, and I'm in sailing country here.
All right. Well, I would assume then that most of this totally on-camera business is probably in London and then spreading to other cities. Is that correct?
It's in the major towns and cities. In this place, I've not seen a camera at all, but then again, I've not seen a policeman or a police car either because the crime level is so low. It's a community of just probably about 3,000 people, not very big at all.
Well, how long has this on-camera living been going on in the cities?
It's been going on for a long time. It's been building up over the last 20 years. For any of your listeners who get to the UK and they walk down Oxford Street in London, for the entire length of Oxford Street, you're always on camera.
Well, what has it done? I mean, what's the record? Has it caught criminals? Has
oh, yes. Oh, yes. It has a tremendous impact on stopping crime. But here's an interesting thing that happens. In the same way that the zero-tolerance programs on crime in the cities in the United States has pushed the criminals out of the cities and they're now moving out into the suburbs, guess what happens with the cameras? It tends to displace crime from one place to another. The only upside to that is that it displaces it to a place where the opportunity for crime is actually reduced. So instead of all the shoplifting and car stealing and high value items from the high street, it tends to push the problem someplace else.